I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 294. Stay close. There have been times in all of our lives when we have heard those words from a trusted guide. Stay close now. This podcast is called The Two Greatest after the two greatest commandments, to love God and to love others in our everyday lives. Here we ask the question, what would it look like for Jesus to live a life of love through us in this new year of 2021? There have been times in my life where I entered a scary, unknown situation, and yet I had a trusted guide to lead me through. Times in my upbringing as a child when a parent held my hand and said, "Stay close to me." Or the time I went spelunking with experienced cave explorers. Moving through the dark caverns was a bit unnerving. But my friends had been there and done that, and they calmly said to me, "Stay close now, Tim." I went on a ride-along with a police officer, and we were called to a break-in at a dark warehouse in the wee hours of the morning. His words to me were, "Stay behind me and stay close." Have you ever had those words spoken to you? Well, give me about five minutes today to slow down, tell you a story, share a thought, hear a portion of Scripture, ask you a great question, and pray with you so that we'll stay closer to the Lord as we love God and love people in 2021. Robert Robinson came to faith in Jesus under the powerful preaching of a famous preacher named George Whitefield. Robinson later wrote a hymn that most folks know called, "Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing." But the rest of the story is that the author of that famous hymn wandered away from the Lord. He neglected spiritual things. He stopped his holy habits that kept him in God's presence and God's peace. Robinson began to then wander the world looking for peace. But God is the hound of heaven, and we can't outrun the Lord. During his travels, he met a young woman who handed him a hymn book and asked him, "What do you think of the hymn I've been reading?" It was "Come Thou Fount," Robinson's own work. Now, the odds of that happening without the direct intervention of the Lord are astronomical. God was trying to get his attention and draw him home. He finally broke down and confessed that he was the author of that hymn and he'd been living away from the Lord. She used his own words to reassure Robinson that God's streams of mercy are never failing. And through her encouragement in that God moment, Robert was brought back to a vibrant walk with the Lord. The writer of Hebrews writes, "Therefore, we must pay much closer attention to what we have heard, lest we drift away from it. How shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation?" Maybe you are Robert Robinson right now. 2020 caused the fire of your passion for Jesus to grow cold, and God wants to draw you back in this new year. Or maybe you'll be tempted to drift away. Well, Jesus is telling you, "Abide with me." Or to paraphrase, "Stay close now." The question is, will you? Here's the great question. In the unfamiliar territory of 2021, what would it look like for you to stay close to Jesus? If you were viewing your life, what things would you see that would indicate that you have a close walk with the Lord? There's a strange phrase in this hymn that needs some historical context. In the second verse, he wrote, "Here I raise my Ebenezer." What's that about? As a reminder of God's great victory to Israel, Samuel took a great stone and raised it as a memorial between Mizpah and Shin. He raised it and called it an Ebenezer, or a stone of help, saying, "Hitherto the Lord has helped us." It's in 1 Samuel 7:12 if you want to read it. Whenever the Israelites looked at that stone, they would remember how God had helped them. Well, may we raise our Ebenezer of remembrance in 2021 for all that God has already done for us in the years to pass, so we can have hope for the years to come. Let's pray. Lord, we echo the words of the hymn today. "Here I raise my Ebenezer, hither by thy grace I've come, and I hope by thy good pleasure safely to arrive at home. Jesus sought me when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God. He to rescue me from danger interposed his precious blood." Help us to abide, Lord, to stay close, to not wander or drift in this new year. There is no one else who has the words of eternal life. So Jesus, we trust in you. In your name we pray. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 295. And in the meantime, in the hymn "Come Thou Fount," Robinson penned this famous line, "Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it. Prone to leave the God I love. Here's my heart, oh, take and seal it. seal it for thy courts above. God knows we're prone to wander in our walk with him, and this is especially true during the extremes of life, either great comfort when we don't think we need God, or great turmoil when we think God has left us. 2021 is unknown, and it's a bit scary to us, but not to the God who is leading us through. He is our trusted guide. He can handle whatever comes this year, and his message to us is, stay close.